复活节快乐！
复活节快乐，大家。
Jesus' resurrection is the theme of the whole history.
耶稣复活是整个历史贯穿整个历史的一个主题。
We would like to share some message from the book of Romans, chapter 6.
今天我要跟各位分享的是罗马书第六章。
The resurrection.
讲的就是死里复活。
The verse 4 said, We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father,We too may live a new life.
大家可以一起念。所以我们借着洗礼进入死，和他一起埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We may have emphasized so much about Jesus' death because it's very emotional.
我们对耶稣的死常常是讲的非常多，因为这是一个非常情绪很激动的一个事情。
It's also a very divine sacrifice.
也是一个神圣的一种牺牲。
But we need to look into the verse, what exactly God wants us to focus.
但是我们必须看一下经文，神要我们专注的是什么。
Actually, it's the last word that we too may live a new life.
其实最重要就是最后那一句，就是说，我叫我们也能够从有新生的样式
，to live a new life，
要有一个新生。
That all the cost Jesus has paid for us, this is the purpose.
耶稣付出这么大的代价，他的意义何在？就是要我们有新生。
It's all right to start with the cross.
我们可以从耶稣的十字架开始。
But Jesus was raised from the dead.
但是耶稣他也从死里复活了。
And today we can see from the baptism ceremony, we will see the real meaning is in verse 5. If we have been united with him like this means like the baptism in his death.We will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
所以从今天我们刚才敬礼里面我们就看出来其实最重要就是第五节讲的我们若要在他死的形状上与他联合也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Jesus was crucified and nailed to the cross 2,000 years ago.
2,000 以前耶稣基督在十字架受死。
How can we, 21st century, real person, related to what he has done?
我们这个二十一世纪的人怎么能够与这个耶稣在二千年下的受死有连结呢？
That was not just a one historical event. Actually, more than that, that event related to me nowadays to live in this life.
所以耶稣在十字架的受死不只是一个历史的事件而已而是一个你与我息息相关到今天还息息相关的一件事
He was crucified and he was dead on the cross
耶稣在被钉在十字架上他死在十字架上
So through the baptism you saw a person put under the water that means that person that old person was gone was dead
受浸的时候，当一个人没入水中的时候，你就不见了，看不到了，就是他这个老我就不见了，
死了，
就死了。
And that is how we related, how we united with Jesus.
这就是我们如何与耶稣联合。
Maybe from our eyes we cannot see much, but actually in spirituality, it means a lot.
也许我们眼睛看不到什么好像很重大的事情发生但是在属灵上这是一个非常重大的一个改变
This will be a very spiritual event right in front of Almighty God
因为这个属灵的一个敬礼 就是行在我们万能的神的面前一样。
And also in front of this corrupted world.
也是在我们这个败坏的世界面前做一个见证。
And also in front of the devil.
同时也是在魔鬼的面前做一个控诉。
Of course, in front of church brothers and sisters.
当然也是在各位教会里的各位弟兄姐妹的面前。
This is a spiritual transaction for ownership.
这是一个属灵的主位的一个转变。
These brothers and sisters, they belong to the world, they belong to the devil in the past.
过去这几位弟兄姐妹，他们是属世的，是属一个魔鬼的世界。
Now the ownership changed. Now they belong to God, the Creator.
现在他们的主权已经改变了，他们现在归于主。
So whatever in the past, the old self is gone.
不管无论如何，过去的事情就已经过去了。
Whatever sin they have sinned, whatever mistake they have made, through Jesus' blood, it totally cleansed. God will not remember anything from that.
所谓过去的种种就已经过去了，在神的面前，你们已经是被洗洁净了。神不会再纪念以前所做的任何的错的事情。
And this is just the beginning of this journey, just the very beginning.
然后今天你们的新的生命，这只是你们的开始起步而已。
More important that Jesus will say, "Yeah, it's worthwhile." Is you're going to live a new life.
最重要的是你们将会做。活过一个新的生命。
And a new life, that means a new person.
我们讲的新生就是一个新的人。
Let's talk about a little detail I have mentioned many, many times. A person, there are three composition.
我也曾经提过很多次，我们的人就是有所谓的灵魂体。
With body that you can see.
我们的身体我们可以看。
And the soul that represents you, yourself.
这个魂就代表你自己。
And also the spirit that you can communicate with God.
灵就是这个灵让你与神能够有所联合。
When your heart opens to Christ and you accept him, his blood will cleanse your spirit.
当你接受耶稣做你的救主，他的宝血就洗净你的一切的罪过。
So the Holy Spirit can dwell in your spirit.
然后圣灵就能够住在你里面。
And the Holy Spirit and your new spirit will start to grow a new person.
然后圣灵就帮助你这个新的灵，这个新的生命慢慢的成长。
And this new person with mind, heart, and will.
所以这个新的人就是有思想、情感与意志。
And this is a brand new.这些思想、情感和意志是全然新的。
所以你所有的这些思想、情感、意志都是全新的。
And today I'm going to provide you the proof to let you see what that means a new person.
今天我就要举一些例子来告诉大家什么叫做所谓一个新人。
Sometimes resurrection may misguide us that.A person died, almost died, or dead, and then we revive that person and resuscitate that person. So that person came back alive. But this is not the meaning of the resurrection here.
当我们讲到复活，我们常常就想着说，哦，一个人他快要死了，然后人家给他做类似人工呼吸的，然后他慢慢又活过来。所以这个原来的这个人呢，哎，又活过来，其实不是这个意思。
Because the focus is wrong. Because the focus, if the focus is that person, then that's wrong. The resurrection is not focused on that person.
其实复活讲的不是讲那个人的复活。
The focus is the Father, the God, Almighty God.
我们的复活应该是专注在神，万能的神。
In the past, you walk your way, you got no relationship with Almighty God.
过去你跟这位万能的神是一点关系都没有。
You are so alive in this world, but to God, you are the relationship is cut off, the relationship is dead. And when God look at you, you are a real dead person.
虽然你在世界上好像活得还蛮高兴的，但是在神的面前来看来，就是说你是一个死的人。
Now through Christ, go into your heart, then you start with Son of God's life in you.
所以通过了救主耶稣的话，你就开始里面有神的生命。
To God, you become alive.
对神来说，你这个人就活过来了。
You have relationship with Almighty God.
因为你跟这个万能的神有了一个关系。
From God's side, from His view, you were resurrected.
所以对神来说，你就是一个被复活的人。
So we need to look into this new person.
所以我们来看看这个新的人。
Quite a few Christians still live in old self.
容我这样说，有很多的许多的基督徒仍旧是活在这个老火中间。
They try to improve the old self, let this old self look a little bit better, talking a little bit nicer, but that is not what the Bible said.
因为我们有个错误的观念，就是让我这个老我能够改进，怎么样能够讲话讲得合一一点，做事情能够做得对一点，这不是圣经的道理。
So if the temptation or challenge a little bit harder, you just expose.And then you come, the old self just come very alive.
所以我们往往是遇到一点点的试探，一点点的诱惑，我们的老我就被暴露了，我们就完全的就是显露出来了。
If we don't live in the new person, actually you are a phony Christian.
如果你没有这个新的人，你是一个虚伪的基督徒。
You just want to act like a Christian, but you are not a real Christian.
你只是想要做出一个基督徒的样子，实质上你不是一个基督徒。
Because this is a brand new, it's not the old, the whatever old self.
因为我们讲的新人是一个全新的人，不是你那个老我去改造去改新。
Let me illustrate with the Apostle Paul.
让我以保罗来做一个例子。
Let's look into his mind.
我们看看他的思想。
In Galatians chapter 3, he said this, All who rely on observing the law are under a curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law.
我们看一下加拉太书第三章第十节说，凡以行为律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上说着，凡不照着律法书上所记一切知识去行的就被咒诅。
Verse 11 says, Clearly no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith.
十一节说，没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。
In Paul's mind, and also Paul's the whole life, he worked so hard.Try to satisfy what the requirement of the law. And he truly believed, and he lived a life, he believed that I can be justified by observing the law. He can work all the good deeds so he can receive merit and satisfy all the religious requirement.
他认为他可以照这个律法上所规定的一切，然后就能够赢得这个称义的。
Actually, this is exactly the whole world, all the religion follow this path.
事实上，这个世上所有的宗教大概都是照这个行好事、行公义的事情来称义，这个路子来走。
So in Paul's mind, justified by the law is his mind.
所以在保罗以前的老我的时候，他就认为，哎，我就照着律法去做，我就是有可以称义。
After he met Jesus, a new mind, new thought, new thinking come into him.
但是他遇到耶稣了以后，他整个的思想就改变了，一个新的思想。
That was not original Paul's mind.
这个不是保罗原来的思想。
He started to receive a new mind, new thought from the new person is only justified by faith in Jesus Christ.
这个新的思想就是人只能以信来称义。
It's very tough for Paul.
对保罗这样一生的遵循律法的一个人，他是非常非常困难的。
He was so devoted himself for whole life to be a right person.
因为他这一辈子就是为了就是能够在遵循律法这件事上来非常的努力的去做。
He tried to do good.
任何事情上都要照着律法去做，都要做得好好的。
And he climbed the ladder step by step. He thought he can reach to the top.
然后一步一步往上爬，希望有一天能够爬到最顶。
And he did.
的确也等于是登峰造极了。
He became a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
So this is totally in his mind.
所以他整个的思想就是这样一个思想。
But now Jesus came into his life. The mind has changed, a new mind. It's not belong to him.
然后当他遇到耶稣了以后，整个人就思想一个大转变。那这个转变不是由他来的。
And also his heart, his emotion.His feelings also changed.
另外他的情感也改变了。
Paul in Galatians chapter 1 said, verse 10 said, Am I now trying to win the approval of men? Or am I trying to win the approval of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I was still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
太书第一章第十节说：“我现在是要讨人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。”
So in his mind, the old person justified by the law, but the new person justified by the faith.
所以在他的思想上，以前是靠行为来称义。现在是靠信来称义。
Now he presents to us in his old person, he wants to please men.
然后呢，在情感上，以前他是愿意讨人的喜欢。
He wants to get approval from men.
要得到人的赞赏，人的赞同。
See, if you receive approval from men, you feel happy. It's a pleasure. It's very pleasant.
当你得到别人的赞同或赞赏的时候，那是一个很好、很舒服的一个感受。
So people pay a lot of attention to others to see their reaction. If they give you a positive approval, you feel great.
因为我们人常常花了很多的功夫去得到人的赞赏，当别人去赞同你的时候，你的确是感觉非常的好。
Quite a few of us, you live a very, very fatigued life.
然后我们就是因为要常常讨人的欢喜，我们就做得非常非常的辛苦。
Sometimes you try to please everybody.
因为当你想要讨众人的好的时候，就非常难的。
This is the old self.
这就是我们的老我。
We follow this path.
我们就是照着这种路去走。
But now a new person come into Paul. Now he shifted the direction. He want to get approval from God. He just want to please God.
现在保罗就是一个180度的大转弯，他以前是讨人的喜欢，现在是他只想讨神的喜欢。
Because of this turn, now people start to disapprove about him.
就是因为这样一个转变，从前赞赏他的人现在开始批评他。
Those people who loved to be with him now get away from him.
以前喜欢跟他在一起称兄道弟的人，现在就离他远远的。
Because of a new person coming in.
因为他有一个新的人。
And he is willing to surrender to the new person.
因为他也愿意向这个新的人来投降。
Okay, then we talk about will.
我们现在看一下意志。
In Acts chapter 16, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word.In the province of Asia.
圣灵，我们看一下《使徒行传》第十六章第六节。圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛吕加拉太一带地方。
Their will, they want to bring the gospel to the Asia.
照他们的意思，他们是想到亚细亚去传道。
A person willing to bring gospel to anywhere, is it a good? Is that good?
I'm sorry.
If a person wants to bring gospel to some place, is that a good action?
So 一个人他,
yes or no?
Yeah, 如果一个人他想要到, 到处去传道的话, 这是不是一件好事呢?
If you want to bring the gospel to a supermarket, and then your pastor says, no, you cannot do that. What do you think?
如果你有天想要到大华九九吧门口去发传单传道的时候然后你的牧师跟你说哎，不准你去你会作何感想
I bet next Sunday you will come here and accuse me I have done something terribly wrong
那你第下一个礼拜天因为跑来 就指着我说哎，牧师你这样做对吗
But the Holy Spirit prevent them to preach gospel in Asia
但是圣灵就不许他们到亚细亚去。
And then verse 7 said, when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to.
我们看到第七节，到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往比推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。
Paul and his companion, so they got a couple people.
所以保罗跟他的同伴。
And Holy Spirit is only one.
圣灵只有一个。
So if they vote, who's going to win?
如果他们跟那个能够投票决定的话，谁会赢呢？
And Paul and his companion decided to go to Asia.
那保罗跟他的同伴已经决定说我们要到亚细亚去传道。
But the Holy Spirit said no.
但是圣灵说不许。
The Holy Spirit only got one vote.
好，圣灵投票的话只有一票。
So they follow.
但是他们就是多数服从少数，遵从圣灵。
Because there is a new person.
因为他们的生命里面有了一个新的人。
Not my will.
不是我的意志。
Of course, you got your will, but they surrender.
当然，每个人都有你自己的意志，但是他们就完全的投降服。
So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas.
所以他们就越过美西亚，下到特罗亚去。
During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."
第九节，在夜间有异象与保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave.Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
保罗既然看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
So you can see, Paul, the old person, got his own will.
所以说保罗这个老人有他这个老人的意志。
Inside his spirit, the Holy Spirit, that new person, got also his own will.
这个里面这个新的人也有这个新人的意志。
So brothers and sisters, we need to look into ourselves. Have you ever heard the new person's voice?
各位弟兄姐妹，我们必须要真的往自己内心看一看，你们有没有听到这个新的人对你讲话的声音呢？
This we can live a new life.
这样我们才能够过一个新的生活。
Are you sure?
新的生命。
Are you sure?
你能确据吗？你能确定吗？
May the Lord help us. This voice may be very light.
这个声音也许是很微弱的一个声音。
But you need to be sensitive.
但是你必须要非常敏感才能听到这个声音。
And once you hear the voice,You surrender yourself.
当你听到这个声音的时候，我们就要顺服。
Then your life can be united with the resurrected Jesus.
然后你的生命就能够与我们复活的主能够联合。
Let us pray.
那祷告。